Chief Justice Rita Garman is a firm believer in transparency and in informing the public about how their courts work. And this is one way to do it. In addition to that, since September, the court has been holding its oral arguments in Chicago rather than in Springfield. And the reason for that has been because the Springfield building is undergoing some massive rehabilitation and infrastructure. Having those arguments in Chicago, the courts, the response by law schools, the public, et cetera, has been quite positive. In other words, it gives an opportunity to another audience to actually witness oral arguments live, to see how the Supreme Court operates, et cetera. So the court discussed, and Chief Justice Garman likes the idea of bringing the court to more people, and the courthouse in Ottawa is amenable to that. It just can't be done in any courthouse because we have seven justices instead of one judge in a regular courtroom. But the Ottawa courthouse did once house the Supreme Court before the Supreme Court was permanently situated in Springfield. It met actually three locations, Ottawa, Springfield, and Mount Vernon. This is a return, if you will, to the courthouse where the Supreme Court once met.
This is not just a road show. There's a couple of significant cases that will be heard when the justices are in Ottawa on Wednesday.
Yeah, this is not a mock trial or a mock oral argument or whatever. These are actual, real cases. If they were not being heard in Ottawa, they were scheduled to be heard in Chicago. And one case deals with the firearm sentencing enhancement law, and another case deals with the constitutionality of the red light cameras. So they're real cases.
We're speaking with the Illinois Supreme Court spokesman Joe Tybor. There's a bit of mystery about the Illinois Supreme Court. Do opportunities like this begin to really pull that curtain of mystery away for people, do you think?
Well, I guess you're right about the popular notion that there's some mystery to the Supreme Court. It is a puzzlement a little bit to me. For the last 4 or 5 years, the Supreme Court has put all its oral arguments, audio and video, available online. Actually, for the first time Wednesday, those oral arguments will be live streamed. The court does put its arguments online usually the same day they are heard. If they're heard in the morning, as they usually are, the cases are online in the afternoon. So, there is some mystery. It's, you know, maybe this will diminish that a little bit, at least for the people in Ottawa and for people in the public schools who have been invited to witness this or take part in this. The public is invited to the oral arguments in Ottawa. In terms of your question about the mystery of the Supreme Court, I don't know why that exists. There is plenty of opportunity for the media to cover the Supreme Court, now even more conveniently by the internet, as well as the public. But I'm not going to argue with you. Maybe there is some mystery, and indeed, hopefully this will diminish it. And that is really one of the reasons Chief Justice Garman has asked her colleagues, and her colleagues have approved, to bring these arguments to Ottawa on Wednesday.
You mentioned a moment ago that this can't be done in just any court around the state, but is there an anticipation that there will be future road shows?
That's hard to say. I think the intention is Chief Justice Garman would like to do that. This is only the second time that the court is hearing arguments outside of Chicago or Springfield since the court was consolidated in Springfield back in 1897, I want to say. The other time was a few years ago in Mount Vernon, and Mount Vernon was also the scene of one of the venues for the Supreme Court in the past. You have to deal with, in answer to your question, you have to deal with logistics, and we're talking about, one, rescheduling for the real attorneys in the case. You're bringing up the court clerk operations, you're bringing up security, et cetera. You're transporting the justices for a day. I know Chief Justice Garmon has publicly said she would like to do more of this to the extent that it's feasible to do more of it. It still remains to be seen.
Joe Tybor, thanks so much for your time.
Anytime, Brian. Thank you very much.